On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Johannesburg up to 16, Pretoria 18, and Rustenburg starting the week with a high of only 19 degrees.
There's now been a collision in Pretoria on Eskamplele Drive northbound before Moort Street.
In your sport, the first wicket has fallen on the opening morning of the second test between South Africa and Pakistan, with the hosts currently, I think that's moved on to 38 for the loss of one wicket. They're batting first after winning the toss. Sundowns scored 5 goals in Nigeria, while Orlando Pirates conceded 3 in the DRC.
We start in Limpopo, where the next phase is expected to start today as part of the process to identify the victims of the horror bus crash that happened on the N1 outside Musina 8 days ago. Post-mortem examinations have now been completed. The bus was travelling from Gqeberha to Harare in Zimbabwe when it rolled down an embankment next to the highway. The Road Traffic Management Corporation has since confirmed the bus was not roadworthy, overloaded and speeding at the time of the accident. Provincial Government spokesperson Dabira Mukwela says the next phase of the identification process will be carried out in collaboration with authorities from Zimbabwe and Malawi.
The South African Police Service victim in the identification center has also commenced scientific identification procedures, including DNA analysis and fingerprint matching.
Meanwhile, trade union SAFTA's General Secretary Zwelinzima Mavavi says they are concerned over a new syndicate that's allegedly stealing essential medicines from public health facilities in South Africa and then illegally transporting it to neighbouring countries. Boxes containing antiretroviral medication and other pharmaceuticals were found at the scene of the bus crash in Limpopo.
This tragedy has exposed the depth of the crisis, which is life-saving medicines meant for the poor and the working class patients are being diverted, traded, and transported for illegal resale.
Meanwhile, the investigation is also underway into yesterday's crash on the R524 outside Toyando in Limpopo, where a car veered off the road. The Provincial Department of Transport and Community Safety says the death toll has risen to 6. In other news, AfriForum says the entire Expropriation Act should be set aside and referred back to Parliament after President Cyril Ramaphosa admitted in the Western Cape High Court that Section 19 of the Act is unconstitutional. In Ramaphosa's answering affidavit, the President admits flaws in the law relating to the section that allows land to be confiscated before the owner can challenge it in court. AfriForum has applied for the court to declare the Act unconstitutional. Legal expert Llewellyn Kerr-Lewis says this admission alone can trigger challenges all the way to the Constitutional Court.
It's one thing to ask the court to reflect and maybe ratify a small little error, maybe a he that should be a she and things like that. But to ask the court to materially read into the Act things that there is not justification for, that is an overstepping of its powers, if you ask me.
In international news, US President Donald Trump is adamant that the Gaza ceasefire is holding. He reacted to Israel carrying out deadly strikes in southern Gaza. Israel has accused Hamas of targeting its troops in a blatant violation of the 9-day-old truce. And in Australia, the lush pool at a luxury hotel in Port Douglas was cordoned off after a crocodile was found lying at the bottom of the hotel pool. That while non-suspecting tourists were enjoying their stay on sun lounges around the edge of the pool. Authorities say, however, at no time were guests and the baby crocodile in the pool at the same time. I'm Khadija D'Souza. More about this morning's stories at jacarandafm.com. Click on news.
Right, 25,000 Rand cash, as well as a 20,000 Rand feel-good experience. That's what you can grab this morning. You give me two answers. Firstly, a feel-good song, and secondly, a feel-good movie. Here's your feel-good secret sound. And it's brought to you by OutSurance.
48-year-old Felicity spotted an OutSurance deal that was really just too good to drive past. She now pays only 836 Rand a month for a 2020 Hyundai Tucson. And 52-year-old Janine was all smiles when OutSurance gave her a premium of just 561 Rand a month for her 2024 Kia Picanto 1.2. Are you ready to get more out of your car insurance? Well, then SMS out to 38798 today. That's out to 38798. OutSurance is a licensed insurer and FSP. TCs and information online.